Curious to see if this album's any good.
Thank you.
Cars are all fucked up. That one crashed into that one, which crashed into that one. Or vice versa, or that, who knows.
Oh.
Today they flipped it and they had the traffic be okay until the spot where it normally lets up, and then it got bad. That's it's like doing the exact opposite. It's fucking great.
Who's your favorite artist? Who you want to hear?
Well, my favorite artist right now is Kitty. That girl kicks ass.
And how tremendous is Kitty?
Band of the decade. If you want to call it a band, it's a one-woman name.
Wow. Anyone hearing that new Kitty song?
Fuck yeah, absolutely.
Which one?
The Mass Text Booty Call. Check it out.
Sing it. I don't know which one.
Got a phone in my pocket. Got a wallet in my pocket. Got a phone in my pocket. Got a wallet in my pocket.
I actually love that.
Seems all right. That's not what I expected. I thought that Kitty would continue to rap. She's changed it up, but I think it's like a confidence in her voice that I think she didn't necessarily have all the time before. It's a good, whatever. Yeah.
I like that.
I need to fucking finish Mario and Rabbids. It's like reached this status of like review I want to get done and get out of my life because I got other stuff I gotta play. But I have trouble playing that game in long sessions. Or when I play it for longer than a few missions, the whole thing starts to feel like a real slog. It's like, I think I might just stop trying to get perfect and just fight my way through at this point. Like, it's a really great premise, and the deeper I get into it, the more, like, I like things about it, but also there are definitely things that are grating on me now. In a way they were not in the first world. Like anything outside of combat. Like, I have zero patience for it. Now, like, there's all the block puzzles, all the other stuff, seeing stuff still pop up, you know, in the third world, be like, oh, you can't do, I don't know how to do that yet. It's like, I just don't care. Like, none of that stuff. I just don't want more concept art. I feel like I'm earning so many fucking coins. Like, getting weapons for my, like, preferred crew is not a problem. But I think it's specifically, like, one of the things, one of the new enemies in the third world, the ones that teleport. It's just, like, it's unfair, I guess? I don't know. It's annoying, more than anything. It's like, here's this enemy that nullifies, like, your Overwatch ability, because they don't move in a traditional way, and they just teleport to where you're exposed, instantly flank you, and fucking hit, you know, and it's just, for a game that's about taking cover and stuff, like, whatever, it's a twist, it's an advancement, and that's good, I guess, but at the same time, it's like, oh, you know, all the strategies just kind of out the window, and instead it's just damage mitigation now. Like, fuck where you're standing, it doesn't really matter. Because it'll just teleport to your side and hit you. Like, that's just kind of not fun. I don't know. It's not, like, significantly more difficult or anything like that, but it's just, I don't know. Did not like what it did to the gameplay. So I'm not really sure where I'll net out on it, you know? I'm gonna kind of creep my way through the rest of it. It's, It's such a strong premise. It starts out so strong. But it's all kind of downhill. I don't know. Like, that's not true. There are great moments in the story along the way. I think they introduce new characters really well. I think Rabbit Yoshi is neat. Because it acknowledges that Yoshi's a moron in its own weird way. Yeah, I don't know. It's... it's cool, but I'm not having a great time with it anymore. I gotta get that thing done. That game has prevented me from playing any Metroid yet. It sounds like that's really good. I'm almost tempted, and I'll try it out at one point, because I do want to write a review or whatever, but there's playing a little bit of it last night, I hit this moment where I was like, why am I not just using the easy mode? Like, I don't really care, you know, like, I have so many coins at this point, I'm buying plenty of weapons, like, and if it does catch up with me, I can always go back and do some challenge worlds or something like that, like... instead of just, like, meticulously trying to get all these perfects. Like, maybe I should just be like, whatever. Just want to see it through. Just want to get through it. It's 7 minutes this week, I guess. I heard it's easier to do the Rat King stuff with this Nightfall than it is with last week's. So I was thinking about trying to finish that thing out as well. Easy mode refills health and gives you 50% more hit points, which, yeah, it doesn't seem like a huge bonus. But it does seem like it would lead to more cases of you getting out of fights, like, you know, if you just want to get through stuff. And you don't care who lives or who dies or, you know, what your performance rating is at the end or whatever, yeah. And I don't know, just fill up health, get more health, just run up on things and shoot them, run up on things and hammer them. I didn't realize you could respec. I don't really know what I would respec Luigi into, though. I mean, I guess if I wanted to have him be able to better deal with, you know, like if the Overwatch abilities are more or less useless in that world, then maybe that would be a good case. But I don't know what I would put those points into with Luigi other than, I guess, like more health or something. But like, I've already got all his abilities pretty much at least okay. Since he's such a, you know, usually like kind of a long range kind of guy, he's not usually taking a ton of damage, so the lower hit points aren't that big of a problem. Or haven't been that big of a problem. Plus, there are enough of the big guys and some of the other stuff that you would want the Overwatch stuff on. That even in light of the teleporting guys, you would probably still want it because it's cool to do stuff like, you know, now that I've got weapons that are like what, like 50 or 60% chance to bounce. You just fucking bounce these guys and overwatch the shit out of them. Like, two shots from Mario, two shots from Luigi. Like, it's just fucking devastates those big guys. Assuming you crit, I mean, I guess, but... but those are pretty good odds. Oh, also, you know, I guess it doesn't have to crit, because the big guys, when you shoot them, they move. So you just set up these chains of, okay, put everyone in Overwatch, then shoot them once. If they bounce, great. If not, whatever. And then they're just fucking done. That's like kind of a fun way. Like, you can really focus fire on one enemy in that game and really just fucking rip them up before they even get a chance to move in that game, which that's probably the most fun thing is those abilities that just kind of trigger even in the middle of your turn. See what's on the radio.
Up. If you a pimp and you know you don't love them hoes when you get on the floor. All the women in the house if you chasing cash.
The tunnel didn't look too bad this morning, but I'm still turning off.
Baby on Shade 45.
Shade 45, Sirius XM.
The hype is real.
Believe it.
Bitch. practice my aim. Times my pain, see what comes to change. Find a battle on a bunch of weaknesses. I'm just a stranger, I'm lost soul. In the crossroads, to the corner dots, I sleep for cars that cost low. To the big dogs, living large, taking it light. Push a big dog, get it nice, join your life.
Club is going down.
No, wait a minute, hold on. You do your parties at the strip clubs.
Yes.
Where can they see, witness, or the New York City area, who can they reach out to go to these spots? And Ms. Amadeus is doing.
Well, if you want to come out and hang out with us at Angels Nightclub, you can hit me on the Instagram at the Infamous Amadeus or the hashtag smack your baby mama. That's smack Yeah, baby mama. Why? Hey, hashtag. You got to go with the hashtags. It's a big thing. Tonight we're there. DJ Self Drewski. My homie Bishop birthday. Shout out Moez Money One on Instagram. It's going down to the Angels Nightclub. I got 3 bottles for $600. And that's any bottle you like. That's not just.
3 bottles?
Yeah, you can get 2 rosés, a Patron, whatever tickles your fancy tonight. There will be a lot of gorgeous women behind that bar. So come pull up. Come walk with us at Angels Nightclub. When are you coming?
Next week.
You know, your favorite's going to be. Jelly's gonna be there.
I love Jelly.
Jelly will be there tonight.
I'm gonna put some peanut butter on there.
Yeah, you can spread it. Didn't they say you had the peanut butter and jelly wings? What the fuck does that taste like?
Yeah, I said, oh, man, I went to sleep.
Just when I hear that, I just feel like I gotta take a shit right there.
At an ice cold, they got the brand new almond, chocolate milk, soy, and it was like.
And you're gonna eat that with a peanut butter and jelly chicken wing.
It has to go.
And together.
Yes.
That shit don't even go down right.
Fat kids know, and I know. It's great. Well, it was all right, though.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Mm. With some root beer, it goes great with it.
Well, tomorrow we got the fried fish coming through.
Oh, who's bringing the fried fish?
We got Bobby Shmurda's mom's coming in. Ooh. She's talking about her son, talking about upcoming projects, and she's going to be bringing some samples from her fish fry restaurant that she has.
Ooh.
And mind you, she's one of my best strip club people of all time. All
right, that's what I'm talking about. Let's do it.
You're fucking excited.
I am excited. It's awesome. We got Problem from the West Coast tomorrow. And we got my best friend, my ex-boo, Rosie Perez calling in.
Rosie Perez is bad.
That's right. She's going to talk about the fight Saturday.
Yeah.
Canelo and Triple G.
Who's going to win?
I don't know the toss up, man. I hope Triple G win, but I think it's going to be Canelo.
You think so?
Yeah. It's going to be on it. Also, hold on, man. We got SiriusXM.com/on-demand.
Absolutely.
And you go, you type Lord Sid, find out what's going on. And I have a YouTube channel that Inf helped me out with.
Yeah.
Now, where can it go for the YouTube channel?
Oh, www.youtube.com/DJ Lord Sid for all the updated interviews and exclusive content. We got a few other things going on. We got some pranks coming out. We got some different things. A lot of people don't know, like, I'm filling in for Sam. Sam get better. Filling in, but when the guest comes, I have to run from behind the mic and grab the camera and go crazy.
And you're like, thank you.
It's like multitasking.
Thank you.
What else I got? Oh, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud with the music. Need some help on that. Need some music, SoundCloud. For the Sober and Drunk Mixes, also, Demo Battle 45. Once again, Demo Battle 45 at gmail.com for. Consideration. We got a good show. We're going to keep it going. We got You Think You Know Your Hip Hop, Name That Sample, and The Drum Mix. And Shape of Fun.
Welcome to motherfucking Detroit, goddammit. Wonderboy. Shit. Underground, 95 away, elected to be the best.
Well, by getting some work done in the morning and leaving a little bit later, traffic was not as bad. I'm here. I'm going to go. It's only Thursday. I've spent most of the last, let's say, 12 to 16 hours thinking that today would be Friday. It's not.